example of what? Suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You've heard of the patience of Job. Even if you're not a churchgoer, I bet you've heard of Job and all of his problems. He lost all his kids, 10 kids in one day. He lost almost all of his resources, all of his camels, and all of his sheep, and all of his goats, gone in just a day. And shortly thereafter, he lost his health, but he didn't give up on God. Job took his bumps and his bruises. Your story is not like Job's, but you have a story. Jew or Gentile, believer or skeptic, we all face troubles that are sometimes gut-wrenching and heart-rending. And you've been through them in your life. Something like this. You lose your parents at an early age. You're abused by a parent. Someone you counted on failed to come through for you. The opportunity you sought never materialized. The promise that was made was never kept. The plans you made all changed when the doctor said, it's cancer. Life is that way. It tends to be bumpy. Doesn't matter who you are. But you know, some people tend to ride through life a little bit better than others. You know, not everybody has to go through life bouncing around like you're flung around on the back of a bull. Did you know that bull riders are allowed to hold on to something when they ride? There's a strap around the midsection of an animal. It's a rope, and it's pictured here. I picked this picture because you can see the rope on the back of the beast. I hope you can see it from where you're seated. You know, some people get through life better because they have a good grip. And I want to tell you, I'm a Jesus follower, and I have a grip on something so that when life gets mean like a bull and bounces me around, I have a hand gripped onto something. And I hold on for dear life sometimes, but I got a grip. And because I have a grip, I can make it through the ride. Some people, I don't know what they're thinking. They might be smart and agile and strong, but they're like the bull rider that's hands are flailing as they're going through life because they don't have any grip. And maybe that's true for you today. Maybe you've done life kind of just pretty much on your own. God hasn't really been a part of it. You're not a Jesus follower. You're missing out on the best grip in life. This relationship with Jesus promises, He promises He'll never let me go. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 24, and it's coming up on the screen now, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I'm so thankful. Christians are not immune to difficult times. I didn't get a pass when I became a Christian. I didn't get a pass that says, no more bumps, only smooth sailing from here into the sunset. I didn't get that. Now, I want to say for most of my life, I've enjoyed a great amount of pleasure. And it hasn't been all that bad. God has been good. But part of my ability to make it through life has been the fact that I have a strong hand. I have a God in heaven who's got a hold of me. He is guiding me. He is supporting me. He is helping me get through the ride. And I'm so thankful for my grip. I want to ask you, do you have a grip? Do you have something to hold on to get you through the ride? With God at my side, I can finish the ride. Let's go to the next slide. Bring up the scripture, please. With God at my side, I can finish the ride. The Bible says, we're hung up again. Can the hung up guy please help? All right, I'm moving on. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Because God is at my right hand, I will not be moved. I have a grip. Number two, the ride in life is bumpy. And number two, the ride is a brief ride. I bet, regardless of what age you're at standing today, you're looking at your life and saying, it's been a pretty brief journey. It goes by just like that. Hey, that's that way in the rodeo. In bull riding, it's about how many seconds? Anyone know? Eight seconds. 8 seconds are the difference between victory and defeat. It may seem like an eternity, but it's really only seconds. And you know what? Your life's like that. You might think it's a great long life, but it's only a vapor that appears for a little time, James says. James chapter 4, this is coming up next. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Breath of hot air, and it's gone. And that's the way life is. You're here today, and tomorrow, a tomorrow, not too far from here, you're going to be gone. You're no more than a radar blip on a screen, a flash in time. Soon your beacon goes out and your head droops. Lifetimes are all short, no matter what age the curtain falls. Let me tell you about Lane Frost. We're talking about the rodeo and the ride of your life. Lane Frost was an icon in the rodeo by the age of 23, for he had won the Bull Riding Championship in 1987. The following year, he rode one of the most ferocious bulls at that time named Red Rock, a bull at that time that no man could ride until Frost got on his back and rode him out. So he got the nickname the King. Sadly, Frost's career was over far too short. During the 1989 Cheyenne Frontier Days, Frost rode a bull named K-Wash. He was also known as Taking Care of Business. He rode him for a full 8 seconds, but before he could dismount, he was pummeled to the ground by the bull, breaking at least two of his ribs, puncturing an artery, and he died shortly thereafter at the age of 25. King? Dead at 25. Doesn't matter what age you reach, though. Life is going to be over before you know it. That's why the Bible places such a big emphasis on being ready when your ride comes to an end. Take this scripture. Life is short. The Bible says in a book of wisdom in the Old Testament named Ecclesiastes, time and chance happeneth to them all. For a man also knoweth not his time. As fishes that are taken in an evil net, as birds that are caught in a snare, so are the sons of men snared at an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. Whew. At this point, how many of you still think the rodeo sounds romantic? Groan. I'm going to keep my face and hopefully all my ribs in the right place. Hey, but there's a silver lining in this gray cloud that I've been talking to you about in the rodeo, because there's one more thing that I want to show you as a parallel between the rodeo and real life. It's a bumpy ride. It's a brief ride. And number three, there's a bonus round. Bonus round. You may be wondering why anyone would go through all of that to be in the rodeo, especially since they could be killed. Well, there's at least two reasons I was able to research this week. And one is, why would anyone do the rodeo? It's in the blood. Some of these guys, they grow up on the farm. All they smell is cattle. And they love the smell of it. They love the horse stalls. And they can't think of anything better to do than to ride a bull. And they start out early. Little tykes, 6, 7, 8 years old, are mutton busting. And then when they get past the mutton busting, they ride calves. And when they can handle calves, man, they get up on steers, and most of them have ridden a steer before they become a teenager. It's in their blood. How many of you have ridden a steer? Anyone ridden a steer? All right, got one guy in the back who's ridden a steer. Yeah, and he probably did it before he was a teenager. Wow, it's in the blood. But it's also because of the bonus. Rodeo today is big business. There are over 7,500 cowboys competing around the world every year for $30 million worth of prizes in 650 rodeos held annually, almost on every continent. Our own Tucson rodeo boasts a purse. Anyone know what the purse is this week? $50,000? The whole purse, all the contests together, $460,000 given out this week at the Tucson rodeo. But you know what? Most of them don't compete for the money. You know what they compete for? Something I don't got. A big belt buckle that says, a winning rodeo belt buckle. That's what they want. They want the treasured prize. The trophy is a belt buckle. God's not handing out belt buckles. Just FYI on that. All right? But there is a bonus. God doesn't hand out belt buckles, but there is a prize for following God, and the prize the Bible says, is heaven. The prize is heaven. That's the bonus that keeps people on the ride. Hey, that's why I'm on the ride. I don't want to my ride to end prematurely and not have the bonus ride and the bonus round already sewed up. So I don't have a cash prize and I don't have a belt buckle, but I have a place that God's promised to every believer, and it's that place is called heaven, and it's a prize. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, I press toward the mark for the, say it with me, prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So what is the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Peter answers the question in 1 Peter in chapter number 1, in verse number 4, and he says, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. Now, heaven is not some kind of whimsical idea that churchmen use to get people to give up the money in their back pockets. It's not a carrot that preachers dangle in the front of the noses of unsuspecting donkeys. Heaven's a real place. And the foremost source on the subject of heaven was Jesus Himself. He said in John chapter 14 and verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. He said He has a house, His Father does, and it's full of places to live for people just like you and me. Well, that's pretty awesome. That's a great bonus. What if you could live your life to the full now and enjoy an even greater life in the bonus round? Now, wouldn't that be good? And the Bible says it's possible for anyone in this room. The prize is heaven. The pass, the way you qualify, according to the Bible, is faith. The pass is faith. God wants you to believe that He sent His Son into the world, who alone paid for the things that you did wrong. Most honest people would have to admit they've taken some nicks and some scuffs and some abrasions and some bruises through life, and some of them are their own causing. Maybe you too. The Bible says that we're all sinners. But Jesus was God's plan to pay in advance all of your sins and rise again the third day to give you life. If you'll believe, God will take all of that from you, and He'll accept your belief as a reason to forgive your sins. So your past is related strictly to whether or not you believe. It's not your prayers, it's not your gifts, it's not your goodness, it's not your mercy, it isn't your love, and it isn't even your hope in better days ahead. It is in His Son. The path to heaven requires faith in His Son, so you must believe. The Bible teaches in John chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God makes it really clear in the verse, I gave you a gift, you have to believe in that gift so you can have eternal life. So it is whosoever believes. Now what does it mean to believe? And then I'm through. Belief means to put your full weight down on Jesus. You know when the bull rider gets in the gate, he puts his full weight on the beast and one hand around the grip. That's also true of any of the riding events. The steer riding and the bronc riding and the saddleback riding. You got to put your weight down. And God wants you to put your full weight down on Jesus. And then He will just want you to believe Jesus alone and nothing of you. I want you to notice that believe means there's no you in the word belief. Let that sink in for a minute. There is no you in the word belief. That's because it isn't up to you. Somebody else did all the work. Someone else paid the whole price. So that all you have to do is believe it. All you have to do is set yourself down on the beast and believe, and you can be free of your sin and enjoy the presence of God forever in the bonus round. Will you believe? Now, I imagine, and I know, not everyone in this room believes. Some of you thought about it. Yeah, one of these days, you know, when I get close to dying, I'll set up with God. Lane Frost had 8 seconds. And about 2 hours later, he was gone. You don't know that you're going to have time at the end. You got to settle up with God now. You got to believe. Believe means to put your full weight down and stop relying on you at all. Just believe. Friend, you are on. I am on the ride of my life. It may seem bumpy. It probably does seem short. And the last thing you wanted to do is to end before you're ready. So the question is, will you qualify for the bonus round? Let me finish this way. Every year, I mentioned there are 650 different rodeos around the world every year. One of the big ones is in Arlington, Texas, and it's held in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. The American Rodeo. And it's a big deal. 4,000 contestants from around the world enter preliminary qualifying rounds to get into a chance at only 38 spots in this rodeo, pitting some amateurs against some superstar athletes at this rodeo. 38 spots. 4,000 contestants trying to get into 38 spots. And I think about that. Man, that's some tough, fierce competition. But you think about that. So little space, so much interest. It seems to me that it's just the opposite with heaven with a lot of people. So much space, whosoever will may come, so little interest. Ooh, is that you? Oh, it's just another preacher. I've heard 100 sermons. They're all boring. Here he goes again talking about heaven. Listen, hold up a second. Will you qualify for the bonus round? Will you be ready because you have believed? Hey, this is your chance. You could do it today. It's not some kind of hocus pocus magic. It's believe. And you can do it in your seat right now. You can just say, God, I'm done with me. I'm done with you. And I'm ready to believe. I am ready to believe you took care of all my sin on the cross so that I could be forgiven. Your son rose again so that he could give me life. And I am going to believe that as my only hope of passing into heaven when I die. Man, that's how to ride. That's the ride of your life. That's how to do it. And you can do it right now. Would you do that right now? Quietly in your seat? Why don't you just call out to God right now and say, God, I believe it. I am done with me. I am done with the you. And I'm ready to believe. And put your trust in Jesus right now. Whosoever will may come. Anybody who wants it can have it. The bonus is available. Will you qualify? Let's pray. Father,